Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Talk 1080. I'm Ray Dunaway, and Brian Shackman is here. And so is our guest, as a matter of fact, Brian.
We have the Attorney General on the line.
Yes, we do.
William Tong, the Connecticut's Attorney General. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian and Ray. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
He went to Andover Academy. I went to Exeter, so I was a little bit apprehensive.
Well, then he went to the University of Chicago.
I wasn't given a warning about that, Brian.
That's why I did it, because that's how we roll. It's really good to talk to you this morning. And the essential thing we want to talk about, right, and we want to talk about some other things too, is this thing you've signed on for, supporting the $50,000 student loan relief. And I think we have natural questions, so we're assuming, since we represent the people. No, I'm kidding. A lot of people don't know how it works. So if this were to happen, how would it work, and who would be the person, right, who funds the relief of the student loans?
Yeah, there's essentially $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. Jeez. Held by the federal government. And I think what a lot of people don't know, and what I didn't fully understand until now, is that over the past decade or so, most of the student loan debt in this country is held by the federal government. There's only about, right, $100 billion left in privately held student loan debt. Right. So it's really the cancellation of debt by the federal government.
In a sense, then, I mean, in other words, the reason there's only such a small percentage, relatively small percentage, held by, you know, private lenders is because they're kind of grandfathered in. The rest of them are going back to the federal government. Is that right?
Correct. For a long time, you may recall, and this is the way it was when I borrowed money for law school, it was federally guaranteed
right,
loans, and there was Sallie Mae, and there were a lot of changes after the financial crisis, and essentially now most of it is held by the federal government. And the way I look at it is, you know, we're looking for ways to provide stimulus,
sure,
to keep our economy strong and to help us come out of the pandemic. And to help, you know, all sectors of the economy that are suffering right now. And so I think the way to look at this student loan forgiveness plan or cancellation plan is, this is a way to provide stimulus. And if you're going to provide stimulus, what are the different ways to do that, to help the economy, to support the economy? And one way to do it is to help 43 million student loan borrowers, who account for about $1.5 trillion in debt.
Okay, so the president wasn't sure if he could get behind $50,000 in terms of him doing it through, I guess, maybe executive action. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he thought $10,000 was more reasonable. Why 50? Like, how do you arrive at that number?
Well, I think that the $50,000 number was really an assessment of how much of a drag student loan debt is on this country, and the total amount outstanding, and how much would you have to give in order to make a huge dent in terms of providing stimulus and helping families get out from underneath the burden of student loan debt. You know, for some people it's $10,000, $20,000. For others, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I don't know that there's any magic to that number, except from an economic perspective, to say, where do we get the most bang for our buck? You know, counterintuitively, I should note that the people who have the most difficulty paying and who are most likely to go into default, right, are people that owe $10,000 or less.
Really? That's, mm-hmm, rather fascinating.
It's fascinating. And also, I think one, right, of the areas where it's really important to focus are on people who paid some money or borrowed some money, $1,000, $20,000 for their education, and either didn't finish or, you know, they were sold a bill of goods by a for-profit college or something, or a school that's now closed. And those are the people I think we can all agree are probably under the most pressure economically.
Here's the point that's always made when we start talking about this, kind of forgiving student loans, so to speak, is, well, what about those people that 10 years ago went ahead and they paid everything off and did what they're supposed to do? Isn't that kind of bad on their, you know, on their behalf there? Doesn't that hurt them?
Well, I'm one of them, right?
And, yeah, thank
you. There are many thousands of people across Connecticut. I still owe student loans, but you know, my family and I have paid tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt. Sure. I don't even want to try to add it all up. It's probably more than that.
My daughter didn't. But, she cried.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's not do that this morning. But I think those questions are important questions. But the more important question now is, what do we do to help support families who are struggling, and what do we do to get out of this pandemic and out of COVID in the strongest possible economic condition? And the final thing I'll say, and Ray, your questions about fairness, that presumes that the terms of these loans were fair to begin with.
Right.
And you know, when the rack rate for a very good private college or university is $75,000 in this country,
yeah,
is that fair? You know, and right. Then when people get into student loan products they don't fully understand, there are a bunch of loan forgiveness programs already built in, for example, for doing public service, for example.
And the other thing is, just
that are well administered. That's not fair either.
Just for a moment, if you declare bankruptcy, because it's not dischargeable, so therefore you're right. Still on the hook for that student loan.
Right.
Well, we're talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, just like your taxes aren't dischargeable.
Yeah, I wish.
We're talking with William Tong, the Attorney General here in Connecticut. You know, I have a couple of questions, and one's micro, one's macro. Sure. In the micro is, how realistic is that this will happen, and when would it happen?
I think it's realistic. 14 colleagues and I are pushing hard along with other members of Congress. I don't know at what level the president will make this decision. I think for a long time we've understood that, you know, apart from healthcare, which is a major weight around the neck of American families and Connecticut families, the cost of education is a huge weight around the neck of Connecticut families.
Right.
It's gotten so expensive. Oh. And what do we tell everybody, right? From the second they're born, go get an education.
Right.
Right. The one thing you can do for you and your family to change your circumstances and to do better is to get an education and put everything you can, every last dollar you can, into education. And we do that by and large as Americans, and it costs so much money.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, again, you go from personal experience. I remember paying 8.25% on my student loans, 8.25%. And what I ended up doing is I ended up doing a total scam, I think. I just went from zero. I paid it off on a credit card and went from 0% to 0% until I could pay it off. And
yeah.
And we used to have a lot of conversations among my friends about how ridiculous we felt that someone was profiting off of our student loans. And so I've long believed, and this is a couple decades now, that this is one business that shouldn't be sort of based in capitalism if we support education. Like, why can't whatever it is over interest rate, like, why couldn't student loan business be a nonprofit business?
Or like FHA, right, or something.
And I think that gradually our country came around to that conclusion, which is why the federal government holds so much of that debt. So on the one hand, you know, it's really the public forgiving that debt to itself. On the other hand, there's a lot of money being made, Brian, you're right, in the student loan business, Navient. And if you're still paying student loans as I am, Navient's one of the biggest servicers on earth. And they service these loans for the federal government, and they're a private company.
Right.
And so they're making money off of the coming and going, right, of student loan borrowing.
So those are the guys you see when you want the loan, but it will be the federal government ultimately that's responsible.
Actually, those are the guys you see when you don't pay.
Oh, good.
Those are the servicers handle the loan, and they handle everything from origination through default. And so there is a private industry that makes money off of that, Brian. And so I think you're right. There are some incentives that don't quite work, because this is about supporting people and about helping them complete their education. And it's something that we as a country really strongly want to encourage.
Okay. Well, I guess we should go, but we'll talk again, I hope. Brian, did you have
any? Yeah, no, I'd like to have him back on to talk about, you know, the Comcast deal and, this issue.
Can we do that for 30 seconds?
Yeah, okay, you got it. Go.
Yeah. So as you know, Comcast wanted to jack up its prices during the pandemic, and I said, that's not okay. Strongly pushed back. Then they said, okay, we'll delay it for a couple months. And some other folks said, good, that's a good deal. I said, no deal. That's not good enough. You've either got to cancel, this price increase altogether, or at least give people some breathing room. And so the other day they said, okay, we're going to delay the Comcast data charge plan until 2022.
Okay.
And I said, well, that doesn't mean I still won't fight you on it, but at least we're giving people almost a year.
All right.
And get people and families in Connecticut some breathing room.
All right, Mr. AG, thank you much for being on. We'll talk again, I'm sure.
Yeah, and people would have paid ton of money if they went over their data. I mean, it would have been a lot of money.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.